steal something, it's goes without saying, you have to return the object.
So,
comes the Torah and says sometimes, not only do you have to return the object that you stole, but you have to pay an additional knas, an additional penalty as well. So there are two fundamentally different types of knas we're going to be talking about, hopefully, I'll look about them over here. One is kefil and one is dal v'hei. So the Mishnah begins, Merubah midas tashlum kefil, midas tashlum eva v'chamisha. That tashlum kefil, paying twice the amount of the object that you stole, so that's much more common than the din of paying dal v'hei. Doesn't matter what you stole, whether it's alive, it's not alive, it doesn't matter, it's animate, inanimate. So one always has to pay kefil. Whereas dala v'hei, one only pays if one stole either a shor or a seh, and then of course one is tevech and moicha, one goes and shechts it or sells it. You might derive this from sukkah, but again, it's going to make pick up the bulk of what we'll be talking about for a long, long time this year. So we're going to focus a little bit today's year on this idea of tashlum kefil. We're not going to get so much to dala v'hei today, I won't be there for a little while. We're going to talk a little bit about kefil. So it's clear from the Gemara, those who read through the first two blanos, which is probably what everyone should be doing, because we're going to start really learning as inside as we forget on Samachay, but at least we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that appear at the beginning of the Mishnah. So it's clear from the whole Hebshachat Gemara that there are two different halachos of kefil. There are two distinct times. Can you guys get the back image? That's right? Great. Let me know if you don't hear me, just stop waving, because as the year goes on, I start to get tired and tired. So it's clear from the Gemara that there are two different scenarios where a person pays kefil. So one scenario is when you steal something, so you get caught, you're a ganav, so you have to pay kefil. But the other very fancy kind of kefil is not a ganav mamish, but what's called the toyein ta'inas ganav. What is it, toyein ta'inas ganav? So here, the Torah depicts this whole scenario of Bashas Mishpatim, that I give you something to watch. Well, we know, those who've learned a little bit about the dinim of shomrim know, sometimes the shomrim is chayv, sometimes the shomrim is potter, certain kinds of shomrim, let's say primarily shomachinim, a shomachinim can get off by saying that the object was stolen. So what happens? I give you an object to watch, and then I come to you a month later and say I want it back, and you say, well, I'm sorry, it was stolen. So the halacha is that you're not believed to say it was stolen. You have to take a shvur that it was stolen. So you go ahead and take a shvur that it was stolen, and of course it turns out it was stolen, or it was stolen by you. So that's what's called a tayin ta'inas ganav. So the halacha is when you get caught, when they come eventually and testify that you were the ganav, so you are the one who has to pay kefil as well. That's also a din of kefil. So there are two different halachas of kefil. There's the kefil for the ganav mamish, for the grain of atzmai. Then there's a second din of kefil for the tayin ta'inas ganav. So the Gemara lumps together these two dinim, and there's a whole discussion of the Gemara in terms of technical details, which pasuk is referring to Ganav, which pasuk is referring to Tayin Ta'inas Ganav, and all the dust settles with the two blot finish. Those who do the two blot, hopefully everyone will do them. So you'll see that at the end of the day, there are two different halachas. There's a din of Ganav Mamish, and then there's a din of Tayin Ta'inas Ganav. In this cloud of kefil, both for Ganav Mamish and a Tayin Ta'inas Ganav, the Gemara says that kefil doesn't apply to everything, even though the Mishnah makes it sound like that applies to just about everything under the sun that you steal. The Gemara says, well, it's not true. There are psukim that teach us that there are a whole series of objects that are exempt from kefil, one of them being karka. That's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. So if a person either steals karka, or a person is a tayin ta'inas ganav in a case of karka, so the halacha is there is no kefil. The Gemara gives a pasuk for this, one needs gzeiras hakosav first. And again, there's some technical details, what exactly is gzeiras hakosav. But at the end of the day, everybody agrees that there is a gzeiras hakosav that teaches us that there's no kefil either by going to the karka mamish or a tayin ta'inas ganav of karka. So that's the starting point of today's sugya. Comes Taisus and it's bothered with a very basic question. Taisus says, Yotzu kakos, second the bottom of Taisus, V'yim toima, Kevon de imate mishvua kidamidu per kazov, tapered like the Abraham kefil between ta'inas ganav, do mishavu l'mishvua. Comes Taisus and says, as a basic prerequisite, in order to be chayef to pay kefil for tayin ta'inas ganav, and that prerequisite is that you take a shvu. It's not enough just that you come to Bezin and say, well, the object was stolen, and then you get caught. That's not enough. You have to say, you have to be machish in Bezin, you have to say the object was stolen, then you have to be nishba in Bezin, and Bezin has to administer a shvu in order to be, to pop you from your din shayna. And if and when you were machish in Bezin, you were kofi in Bezin, and you were nishba in Bezin, and then and only then you get caught, showing that you were lying through your teeth, so then the halacha of tayin ta'inas ganav kicks in. So comes Tyson and says, l'chora, when it comes to a case of karka, we can nip this in the bud. We could l'chora exclude karka from the case of tayin ta'inas ganav for a much more simpler reason. What do you need a gzeirah kolsu? Why does the Gemara spend two blocks? Why do you need a whole week to learn to figure out what's the mocher that there's no keiko on telling time is ganav of karka? In fact, I say kasha. Typically, there's no shvur in karka altogether. Why is there no shvur in karka? So comes the Mishnah, the Masechet Sukkim Tziyah, or Barat, comes Sukkim, the Masechet Shvuas, and learn out from Sukkim that ein yishvoin ala karkos. There's never a shvur for karka. So comes Tyson and says, if the halacha is that karka is excluded from the shvuas b'chlal, so even if the guy will go ahead and take a shvur, it's meaningless. It's fucking burn the table. It's not a shvuas basis. So comes Tyson and says, what do you need a pasuk? What do you need a gzeiras pasuk to tell me that there's no kefil for Tyson Pines Ganav of karka? Paper blade, you can't even get to the whole point. You can't even get to the our deck circle, there's nothing to talk about. What's the Havamina Shiva Havamina in a million years? There should be a din of Thayin Tain is Ganav, of Chi of Kefil, or Kate, for the Taira of Karka. There's no Shmur in Karka, there's Amish Banaka for us. That's Taisa's catch. So Taisa's now has to find the case. They're searching, they're looking in the, trying to find the case. And Hechatim, it's a Hachamarai Eskina, that we could find your case of a Shmur by Karka. Because if you can't construct the case, Shvur Bekarka, then you're up the creek. So then Taisa is stuck with the Exasha. What did the Pasuk for? Take away that there's no Shvur in the first place. So Taisa says we solved the problem. We discovered America. We came up with a case, as Taisa says, where there is a Shvur Bekarka. Where's the Shvur in Karka? So Taisa dug up two words. What are the words? Gilgul Shvur. What is Gilgul Shvur? What is that all about? So it's a Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin. Mishnah tells us normally the rule is that English ban like a call. So a lot of things that the Torah is tighter from Shavuot. A lot of cases where you don't take the Shavuot. However, comes the Mishnah and says the exception to the rule is, let's say I have a din Torah with somebody about something else. I have a din Torah, I say, I lent you $1,000, and you say, no, they only let me $500. So comes the Torah and says, Shavuot's made in Mikta. So you have to take a Shavuot, the Araisa, on the $500 bill. So now I've got you. Once I got information, I got your hand on the Bible, your right hand is up, looking up to me, I hear quiet, da 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 da. Once I got you to be Nishba, so then the Halacha says, I could be Megalgil, another Shvur, any other case that I have, any other Shiloh within Torah against you, even though intrinsically this case would not warrant a Shvur. Normally Hamashviyah and Karaka is not a Shvur. Normally any Shvur and Akar goes. But once I already got you being Nishba and something else, which is Talmud Shvur, so Hilchas Gilgul Shvur kicks in and says that I can be Megalgil, I can roll on to you, roll you with another Shvur, even though this per se wouldn't really warrant the Shvur. That's the din of Gilgul Shvur. It's a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. How in the world does Chazal know that? What's the makor for that? How do you know the din of Gilgul Shvur? It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's a Pasuk. By Sota. Torah Gemara, the Torah says by Sota, but Amra Isha Amen Amen. That Yemashbiya the Sota, that she wasn't Bezan. What happened to the Sota? So you give a kinoi, you warn her not to go have to be in the room with this guy, and then she goes in and violates your word. So now part of the process of Sota is that you have to mashbiya her, you have to make her swear that she wasn't Bezana with this guy. So comes the Torah and says, so Yemashbiya her, and she says, but Amra Isha Amen Amen. She says, Amen Amen. Why should she say Amen Amen? So comes the Gemara and learns out the following drush. Amen mi'ish zeh, amen mi'ish acher. Amen mizvot zeh, amen mizvot zeh acher. Amen shalom satiti, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. Comes the Gemara and says, you can make a whole series of different shmuz against it. Normally, let's say I come to my wife, I say to her, I have a din Torah against you. I want you to swear to me that you aren't mizan. Oh, you shouldn't. What do you mean? What kind of raya can be mashpia her that she was mizan? Mechatei, so she was mizan with anybody. So comes the Torah and says that, well, if you have kinui and you have stira, and you're part of the process of Sota, she already is in the parish of Sota, so then you can be Mashpiyah not only on this nus, you can be Mashpiyah on this nus with another guy. So normally, I wouldn't have a right to be Mashpiyah my wife to force her to take a Shavuot. I can't, let's say I come and I take you to Beis Din, I want you to swear that you don't owe me $1,000. Okay, sugar, what do you mean? Who am I to make you take a Shavuot? So normally I can't be Mashpiyah my wife that she was a Mizana, but once I already get her in the corner, once I already get her into Beis Din, Shavuot is different. Shavuot is not a Shavuot's basis. It's a Shavuot of the basic mikdash. Once I already got it, taking a Shavuot for this actor's nus, and then I can be Megavla and our Shavuot is about the actor's nus as well. So the Gemara says, oh, that din is not just a din prati in Uchas Seidah. See, we haven't even gone 10 minutes without saying that phrase. It's 10 dozen new guys. Love new guys. That's one of our favorite words. So, prati klala. You'll get that. So, this is not just a din prat in Uchas Soita that you can be Megalgal Shavuot. The Gemara learns out this is a din klali, the Kol Torah Kula. This is a din Uchas Shavuot. That whenever I can force you to take one Shavuot, then I can be Megalgal, and I have a dozen other Shavuot on to you as well. comes to the Mishnah and says, "Who did not mean the realm of Karka Metalpolim? Once I nab you, once I got you swearing into the entire Metalpolim, it's like we must be you in Karka as well." So Taisus invokes this sugi and soita, this sugi Masechus Kedushin. The first part says this is the answer to our dilemma in Balakama and Afsam of the days as well. That Inachinami, normally if I ask a shomer and karka to take a shvua, the guy will say, "You're crazy, I don't have to take a shvua, we never learned on Ketziah, ain't he's born like a kol?" So everybody knows you don't take a shvua and karka. But Halcha b'may asking on that I had a different inter with the guy, and I got him to take a shvua on some metalkin case. So now the guy who on the shvua said karka, so if he hagavna, I got him to take a shvua. So I would have thought if he lied on the shvua, so he, and it turns out he was the guy of, he asked to pay kefel, come on, shmolom, not din, not zeres, akos, of benuchas, nine times ganav, the pain, the shvushalim, and kefel, alak akos. That's the case. That's why you need the pasuk for. You need the zeres akos, not for a normal scenario of shvua, because normally English born like ourselves. You need it for the crazy, you should in a case where you had a case, achma my skin of a gilgul shvua. That's Taisus Mahalach. In our seat. Good. So that's easy. That was just, we just read the Taisus. We just read a little bit inside, a little bit outside. Just read the Kash, the Taisus, and Taisus. Comes Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Shira of this Taisus, and Mavish takes this Taisus apart, piece by piece. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, "I don't understand Taisus. B'chlam. Taisus was chappering on a technical. Taisus was picking up on some technical quirk that Einish Bona like a girl. So what? Taisus Kasha, what do you need a pasuk to tell me Einish Shalman Kefil for Tayin Tanis Gan? Technically there's no Shavua, and when there's no Shavua, there's no Kefil. There's a much more basic fundamental problem going on here, which Taisus fails to address. Taisus fails to question. And by definition, if you don't question, you have an answer. Omzer Bachon says, the din of Tayin Tanis Gana is presupposing that there's a relationship between the two Balei Din. What is that relationship called? The relationship of a who and a what? Not a turn of Nitan, but a... not a Mavon Loivech. One more guess. More Hakone, come on. Somebody. Corey Levy. Throw somebody. Father, son. Anything. Shomer. Mavshid and Shomer. Where is the din of Tayin Tanis Gana found? The kind of Pasha Mishabad. The Pasha Shomer. The whole parsha of Tayin Tanis Gana was said in Parshas Hashemu. You can't even begin to discuss a chiyuv of Tayin Tanis Gana if you don't have a shem shemiro. Refer Bachanan, a shemiro in karka? Is there such a thing? If I ask you, please do me a favor and watch my, what do they call it when they ask you to babysit your house? House sitter, good, right. So is there such a thing in Halacha? I ask you to please watch my field for me. Please be a shem chiyuv on my field. Is that a meaningful statement? What does the Mishnah say in Maseches Bar Mitzia about a shomer on karka? Anyone know? Shomer chiyuv made a nishpah, shomer soch and a mishalah. There's no dinim of shomer on karka. Karka is this mind from Hashta Shomer. Ki yidin isha re'eyu kesef akelem lishmor. Kesef akelem is a klal of prado klal. Ki yidin is a klal. Kesef akelem is a prado. Lishmor is a klal. Ma'aprat v'fur is dover metal from the gufay mamar. I've called over the talk of the for a moment. There is no din shmira on karka. So Frekar Bachana, what's Tosas draining a cup with the technical quirk and saying, "Oh, there's no shvua, and therefore we're going to make up a case for shvua, yom shvua, saita, her whole story." Yes, Frekar Bachana, even Zalzayin, you were able to solve the technical quirk, the technical problem of a lack of shvua. There's a much more basic, much more fundamental problem that's missing here. And what is that? He's not a shomer. If he's not a shomer, there's nothing to talk about. He doesn't have, he's not nifrat at Parshas Hashomer, so then how can he even begin to discuss Tayin Tanis Gana? Why does the Gemara need a pasuk in Zeres HaKos to tell me that Tayin Tanis Gana doesn't exist in the karka? Typically, he's not a shomer b'chlal. That's what B'chonim is much more yisayis in kasha. Tayin was good with the tzias kasha, but B'chonim is done with a longish kasha. It doesn't have a shem shomer. It's a chisor in the garb, it's not a shem shomer. What's shayach to discuss Tayin Tanis Gana? What's the answer to this kasha? What's the obvious answer to this kasha? So the obvious answer to this kasha is we always turn the kasha into a teretz and just create a new yeshiva shahagdara called as follows. What's the nature of this din? First, the key of the year test. What's the nature of this din that a shomer is potter in karka? Mishnah, Erisha Mishnah, many places in Shas. Shomer in karka doesn't pay, doesn't swear, nothing. All the din is shomer don't apply.
Yesh lachko. What's the nature of this thing? Is pshat that a shomer and karka doesn't have a shem shomer? It's parshas hashmira, it's not mitzvahs on karka. Parshas shmira, parshas mishpat, v'kitin Yisrael was only said on the metalpolin, and a shomer and karka is a meaningless entity, doesn't exist in halacha. Is that the pshat? A shomer and karka has a shem shomer. A pidin is called the shomer. He's a very unique kind of a shomer. He doesn't have any responsibilities. He doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to do anything that a normal everyday shomer does. But in terms of the gabra, is he called the shem shomer? He's called the shem shomer. So says the Bukharan, obviously, this is looking at shomer and karka in the second way. If you would have held that a shomer and karka doesn't have a shem shomer bichlal, as mukhtas on parsha shmira, then Tosfos wouldn't be bothering asking a technical question and giving you a technical teretz. Tosfos would have been trying off to the hilltops. The guy's not a shomer. So from this lack of Tosfos shrying, the Zetin from Da, you see from here that Tosfos understood that a shomer and karka does have a shem shomer. He is in the parasha of Parashat Mishpatim. In theory, they could have been a din of Tayyip and Zganav. Maybe. And Tosfos now is just dealing with the technical issues. Hey, there's no shvuah. So he says, yeah, okay, no big spritz. There is a shvuah. Gilgul shvuah, call it a day. So Tosfos wasn't bothered with Rebbe Chana's problem, because Tosfos understood that the shomer and karka does have a shame shomer. Ayeshka Rabbi says, is this right? Is this correct? This is clearly how Tosfos is going. If not, then Rebbe Chana's cash is the chad overwhelming. Is Tosfos right or not? So what do you think the din is? What is the din? Is a shomer and karka have a shem shomer or doesn't have a shem shomer? So l'chur, it sounds like semantics, men have to he's potter from shvu, he's potter from paying. So what exactly, he wears a big t-shirt that says I'm a shomer, what is the nefkemina ladina that he's a shomer? So it's a very strange chakira. Is he have a shem shomer that he's potter from everything or doesn't have a shem shomer? Who cares?
Maybe he
could
have, he was the kind of shomer for the land, he still has a responsibility for the property.
Okay, we're going to get to the apples in a minute. We'll get to the apples. So the Chayra, Rav Chanan has opened up our eyes. He has opened up for us this Chakira. Now we have to really take it and see where it's going to take us. Number one, does this Chakira really make any sense? Which side the Chakira is correct? And is this really the Emes Lamid of the Pshat HaTosfos? Comes the Rambam. The Hilchos Chira is a very famous Rambam. Famous to put in the Rambam, so. Right? As guys will notice that just because something is or isn't on the Rambam Kramos isn't necessarily indicative that we're going to talk about it, but it's usually we try pretty much to talk about what's on the Rambam Kramos most of the time. So, it's not. I don't just give you just things to do in the morning. Just keep it busy. We try to coordinate a little bit. It's part of our sheer coordinated job. So, comes the Rambam and says, a shomer and karka doesn't have to take a shomer. That's not the chiddush, that's the Mishnah. A shomer and karka, let's say he's a shomer sachar or something, or he's a... And something happens to the karka, a shomer and karka happens to the karka that normally, let's say, a shomer sachar would perhaps be chayav for, he doesn't have to pay. That's also, you don't need a ram for that. That's the Mishnah of see. Comes the ram and says, what's the din? I'm a shomer and karka. And he asked you you asked me to watch your house for you. And what happens? I leave the house open at night. Wide open, front door wide open. And somebody comes in and destroys the house, and then somebody comes in and ransacks, not the metropolis, the house, they knock down the house, whatever it is. They destroy the car. I was pishay, I was negligent in my responsibilities. And we know that Allah is that a shemachinam normally has to pay for pshia. Shemachinam pays for very little. He doesn't pay for onus, doesn't pay for gnei v'aveda, but he does pay for pshia. Comes the Rambam and says, Yerolli, it would appear to me, whenever the Rambam says Yerolli, he doesn't have a raya from the Gemara. There's no beferish of Gemara about this. Yerolli, it's his chiddush. Says the Rambam, Yerolli, that a pshia b'karka is chayav. When do we say that there's no shmira in karka? That's the gabi or the other chiyuvei shmira, the gabi. Kidev Yaveda, or Gabi Ointzin, or Gabi Chiyot Lishava, or Gabi Pshiyas of the Rambam, Pesheya, the Karak is Chayim. What's the difference? Is the Rambam, Yerolli, what's the Tamadov, what's the Akdora? Says the Rambam, one phrase. What's the phrase of the Rambam? The Rambam just created a lack equation for us. What is it called? Pesheya equals a Mazik.
The Rabbah, what's the din if I walk up to your land and I destroy your land?
Of course I'm chayav to be. Mazik is a karka, but it's chayav. There's no p'tur of karka by mazik.
So comes around and says, if a shay is dinik in mazik, so a mazik is a karka is chayav, a p'shay be karka is chayav also. Your role is up to Rabbah. Comes to Ravid and says, it's nice Rabbah that should turn this wrong. Says the Ravid, there is no such din of p'shay a kemazik and therefore is chayav, and I'll prove to you that Rambam's wrong. Says the Ravid, you ever hear the Dinah Shemir B'Bailam? Anyone here ever heard of the Dinah Shemir B'Bailam? What's the Dinah Shemir B'Bailam? Nobody knows Shemir B'Bailam? What's Shemir B'Bailam? If the B'Bailam is with him, what does it mean the B'Bailam? With him? It means the B'Bailam's working for him, right? B'Bailam B'Bailam Yishalim, so the Gemara in the 8th Parakha of Mitzvah says that if I'm watching something for you, if I'm a Shoyel or a Seif or a Shoyel, whatever the case is, I'm watching something for you, and you happen to also be working for me. You were working, you were hired to work for me, B'Shash She'ela, of the object. So as a special tour, it's called Shmir Bailam or Shayla Bailam and Baila Bimalay Shalin. Special din, Pachim Ralama. What a philosopher is about the reason is, you can join everybody else a philosopher is about it, but we're not really sure what the reason is. The mice, that's the din. Pachim Ralama, Baila Bimalay Shalin, Apostle Kodesh. There are reasons for it, but Baila Bimalay Shalin. That's the din of Shmir Bailam. This din of Shmir Bailam is a very soft spot in my heart. You may wonder what kind of soft spot could this Dinah Shemir B'Bailam have in my heart. Because this was one of the questions that was asked to me on my... You know this? What? Not a Kol B'China, no? No, not Kol B'China. B'China. Entrance into MTA in 8th grade, B'China. Rabbi Cohen asked it to me. Rabbi Cohen was sitting, I was shaking. Not surprising. I was shaking, Rabbi Cohen asked me what we're learning Hamafkid. So he asked me, okay, tell me, when is the Shoel Potter? So I said, Mesabachas Malacha. So he said, what else is the show of Potter? So I said, Shmir Bailam. That was the whole beginning. Anyway, so getting back to the story, everyone wants to go to TA, so. So comes the Torah and says, it's been a Shmir Bailam. Comes the Gemara of Mitzvah and says, what's the din? If you have a case of Bailam, or Shmir Bailam, and the Shemris Peshaya. What's the din? So we know there's a din of Baila Bimalei Shalom. Let's say the Aynas happens, so then there's no Chiyuv to pay for a Shoyel. Well, let's say if it's Genevi Aveda, so then the Gemara learns after, so there's no Chiyuv to pay. What if it's Pshia? So the Gemara doesn't know. What's the din? What's the din? The Shemir is Pshia, but it happens to be Shemir B'Bailam. The Chalik is the Gemara. How do we pass him? We pass him that Shemir B'Bailam, even Pshia is Potter. In fact, the Ravid, if the Rambam's right, that even when the normal din of Shmira don't apply, Pshia is always chayiv because Pshia is din of Kemazik. So why is Pshia B'Bailam Potter? That's the Ravid Kash against Rambam. So you see clear from the din that Pshia B'Bailam is Potter, you see that Pshia is the same as all the other Chiyuv Shemir. Whenever there's a Ptur Shemir, so there's a Ptur in Pshia also. So by Karka there's a Ptur for Einsin for Gnevi Aveda, there's a Ptur for Pshia. So that equation that the Rambam created, that Pshia, Pshia equals Mazik, so the Raya is just not true. That's the Raya who the Raya has from Pshia the Bible. Everyone saw the Rambam and Raya inside. It's a good cash, you know? So we figured out what's the answer for the Rambam. The Rambam forgot that Din Pshia the Bible, he passed on the Din Pshia the Bible. So what's Pshia the Rambam? No? Zeb, what's Pshia? Going on again number 5. He's a veteran in the Shia. Luzeb, what's going on? No? Not too many guys I call. I don't know too many guys' names. Yeah.
Your Baalim is with you. It's not that you
were Shea with
the
Baalim. The Baalim is actually the person who's
watching
over the object. You're not, what are you saying? What are you saying? Therefore, the Baal is being Mazik according to all the rules. Well, that's pretty consistent. You being Mazik. Mazik, you're an object. That's pretty impressive. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Can you read that by Shmur Baalim? You're not really a Shomer. Oh, so cool. So there's a brisket talking. So, obviously, the Rambam learns that the din of Shemir B'Bailam are fundamentally different from one another. That the din of Pshia is Chayav by Karka, and the din of Pshia is Potter by B'Bailam, and it's not a stira. Why is it not a stira? So come to Baruch Be'er, this Kedushim on Baba Kama, quotes from Reb Chaim, the following Yisoy Godel, basic fundamental Yisoy to Reb Chaim. There's a fundamental distinction between the Ptur B'Bailam and the Ptur Karka.
just because something is potter doesn't mean it's the same nature of halacha. Says Reb Chaim Yisai, what do you mean Peshayah Dinah Kemazik? What is the Rambam telling you a story, Peshayah Dinah Kemazik? Is that true? Peshayah is really Dinah Kemazik? Tell me, is that true? It's the halacha. Let's say I see, I'm not a shomer in your car. I happen to see your car is wide open. I see the keys are in it and it's sitting on 185th Street. With a big sign that says, in different languages, please come and take. So, I walk by your car and I look at it and I say, that's pretty funny, and I keep on going. Was I a Peshaya? Of course I was a Peshaya. What a terrible negligence. What a horrible thing that I did. Did I do an Avera? What Avera did I do? What mitzvah was I mevatel? A Shavas Aveda. Shavas Aveda doesn't just mean if you find the lost object. Shavas Aveda means any time you could prevent the Hefzeh Mamma to your friend, that's the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So I violated the din of Shavas Aveda. Taka Zemech, I have to pay. Bottom line, I walked by your car, and I didn't turn off the car. I didn't take the keys out. I didn't call you up to tell you. I didn't alert why security. I didn't do any of those things. And I have to pay? Absolutely not. I have to pay. If I would have picked up the car and drove the car away, I'd be a car, I'd be something else. But I didn't do anything. I just walked away. I was cliche. I was terribly negligent of what I did. I walked away from the scene. I'm not chayef to pay. So what's the problem telling me? Peshayah is kemazik. Peshayah is kemazik, that should take the same halacha. Either way, I took an axe and I smashed up the car window. I don't remember. One year finals. They wanted to let everybody get their aggressions out. So they took a car. They got a car from some junkyard for $100. And they had a smashing a car day. So you had to pay like a quarter or something for tzedakah. Come and take an axe and smash the car. Interesting activities on campus over the years. Anyway, so it didn't ever happen again, by the way. So, what's the difference of the Rambam's right to Peshayah? See, not only when you come to Peshayah, you learn the Kama, you get a lot of interesting history about what's been going on there for a long time. So, if the Rambam's right that Peshayah is Dina Kemazit, so if I take an axe and I smash it, Yikaram Chayav, so why do I walk by and leave the keys in the ignition? Why aren't I also Chayav? The Peshayah is really Dina Kemazik. So what's missing from this equation, obviously?
Passive.
Yeah, but Peshayah of the Shem is also passive. So what's Peshayah? The answer is Poshim. There's no Dina Peshayah Kemazik in Kol Ter Kula. There's a Dina Peshayah Kemazik only if what condition is met? If you're a Shemer. If you have a Din Shemer, then you have a different level of Achrayis to the subject. Once it's Chal and you're a Shem Shemer, then and only then does the Din Peshayah Kemazik kick in. There's no Din Peshayah Kemazik in Kol Ter Kula. Peshayah Veshemer is Din Kemazik. That's obviously according to the Rambam. So Zakeb Chayim, that's the essence of the difference between Shemer Revival and the Shemer's Karaka. Rambam holds that Shemer's Karaka, the guy is a Shem Shemer. The Ptur of Karkos is not a Ptur in the Etzem HaShmira. It's not a Ptur in the Gav HaShem Shomer. It's a Ptur from Tishlum. I'm a Shomer without a Chiyuv Tishlum. I'm a Shomer without a Chiyuv Shvur. But a Shomer I am. Since I still remain the Din of a Shomer, so the Din of Peshayah Kemazik kicks in for me. And I'm Chayav to pay Eben Peshayah by Karka. Shmir with Islands of Kepchayim is not a Din Shomer. It's not a Din Shmir. You want to say your fancy razzle dazzle shot because the Bible is here. They're the Shomer. You say whatever you want. I don't care. But Din Shomer it's not. Does it's not Chal out of the Chalala Parshas HaShmira? Shmir B'Bailam is a Hafgoh from the Shem Shomer. It's a Hafgoh from the Shem Shomer, and they let the Shmir B'Bailam to be part of it. I'm sure an outsider was Peshaya, but Peshaya came out because of it. This Reb Chaim Yisoy B'Das HaRambam to answer the Rabbit's Kasha. But we're not learning Parshas HaShomer now, we're learning Toi Tanis Gana. That's what we're trying to figure out. B'chor Reb Chaim's Yisoid fits in beautifully now to the text that's tucked away in the Kaam in the sixth term. Once it's had the following shot, what's the din? I give you something to watch, and you're a Shomer Sochar. So a Shomer Sochar is usually chayav for Gnego. So it's very rare to get a case of Toin Tanis Ganav and Shomer Sochar. How can you ever get it? Toin Tanis Ganav means that the guy's towing that he's bought. He takes a shmur that he's bought and he'll cash the Ganav. So 9 out of 10 times, it's only going to be a Shomer Chiv. I can never give a case of a Toin Tanis Ganav and Shomer Sochar. So comes Tyson and says, I'm going to make you up a case. I can dream up a case. I can make up a scenario of Toin Tanis Ganav and Shomer Sochar. What's the case? I give you an object to watch as a Shomer Sochar. And then I come back to a month later and say, where's the object? And you say, you'll never believe it, but it got stolen. Okay, that's fine, so pay me for it. No, you missed the story. It got stolen, and you happen to also have been working for me at the time of this Shmira,
So my kind of base then is it's nignav hachefet bebailim.
If you think about it, so that's a good title. Right, the shomer.
He says to that, "Why say you was a you stole you know, you were my shomer?" And you say, "No, it wasn't your shomer because it was shmir bebailim." Come up to the kavel of a raya. The guy's not going to have to pay. So comes Tyson and says, "What happened?" So the guy time is that it was a shmir bebailim, and that's why he's bought her. And then what happened? That a week later, people come and say, "What a shmir bebailim." What are you telling your story? The guy was never working for him. The whole thing was a shek of a chazav. He stole the object himself. So comes Tyson and raises the following shadow. It could be Tyson Tannis Galah with Hina Galah. Normally Tyson Tannis Galah of a regular shayger means a shemichinim. It's potter. It's a Tannis Nigna Vachayfetz. And I'm a shemichinim and I'm potter. And I take a shavuot. So normally, the din is that Tyson Tannis Galah by shemichinim takes kena. Here, it's a Tyson Tannis Galah of a shemichinim. And I had to be able to get to a case of Tyne Tannis Gana by Shem Esach, a case for Geneva, Hachab of Mayaskina, that he was Tyne, that it was Nignav Ayudei Bailam, Nignav Vilishmir Bailam. So Tosis raised the shadow, what would the din be? Would there be a din of Tyne Tannis Gana? Tosis not sure, the back and forth, not sure. Would there be a din of Tyne Tannis Gana? So Chab Chayim, what's the svara to say that there's no Tyne Tannis Gana here? Why is the svara to say there's no Tyne Tannis Gana? Tyne Tannis Gana means that both parties agree that there was a shmira. I agreed I appointed you as a shomer, and you agreed you were appointed as a shomer, and now we're arguing about what happened next. So I claim, give me the object back, and you claim as a sheker, and you swear falsely that it was stolen. It turns out you were the one who stole it. But they agreed on the basic hanocha of a shomer. We agreed on the basic premise that there was a relationship with mafkin and shomer. Tony Tadis Ganav doesn't get off the ground unless that basic relationship is true. So comes Reb Chaim and would say, you know, I take this note that say that there's no din of Tyne Tannis Gana by a Shmir Bebailim? So Reb Chaim, because the Shomer is denying that he was ever a Shomer. By advancing the Tyne of Shmir Bebailim, he's in effect denying that he was ever a Shomer. What would the din be? Let's say, simple case. I come to you and I say, give me the object back that I gave you to watch, and you say, I never met you in my life. And you swear I never saw you before. Now Bezdin makes you, Bezdin finds the object that you stole. That's not Tony Tannis Gana. Maybe it's Gana, Mamash, maybe it's not. You can talk about that. But it's not Tony Tannis Gana. Tony Tannis Gana means that you're admitting that you were a shomer, you're agreeing to the Anocha Bishenu, you were a shomer, and now we're arguing about the details who stole the object. So comes Reb Chaim and would say, that's what Tosfos says, Tony Tannis Gana is not shyer by case of Shmir Bebailim. In contrast to what? Where is Tony Tannis Gana theoretically shyer? Back to our Tosfos, so base on the base. In theory, by karka, there would be Tyne Tannis Gana. There happens to be a quirk. There's no din of kefil by karka. That is true. At the end of the day, there is no kefil in karka. But the reason why there's no kefil in karka is only a pasuk, because exeris hakosa. Not because there's a lack of a shomer relationship. The shomer relationship is full 100% intact by karka. By shmir bebailim, there's no shomer to speak of. Shmir bebailim is hafkon, and then shmir, there's no shomer, there's no mafkir, there's no Tyne Tannis Gana. You don't need a pasuk for that. Pasuk. Dvarim pshutim that there's no Tony Tannis Gana. Not so posh, it wasn't sure. But I'll say that it's true that there's no Tony Tannis Gana, that we understand, because there's no Shomer Mafkid. But Shain came by Karaka, there is a Shomer, there is a Mafkid, you need a Xer Sakal, so this is not a Shomer Sakal. The Rambam was the one who was Menyech for us, this Yisoyda, Yisoydis, that Shmira and Karaka has a Shem Shmira. A Shomer and Karaka is still labeled of the Din as a Shomer. What's the nafgamina that is a shomer? Nafgamina for pshia. Because if they're all, pshia is dina kemazik, but it's only dina kemazik when he has a shem shomer. If the Rambam draws this distinction between pshia v'karkas chayim, he contrasts to pshia v'bailim, which is potter, but the Rambam is clearly telling us, as a sisayid of Rebbech Be'er b'shem Rebchayim, that shmira v'karkas is called the shmira, shmira v'bailim is not called the shmira. Once you've ascertained that shmira v'karkas has a dina shomer on it, so then you can begin to discuss the possibility of perhaps there being a din of Tony Tannis Gana. In the end, it may not be. Maybe it deserves a custom, there's no capable, and sure, we'll call it a day. But it's in the parasha, we can discuss it. Something to talk about. So Tosfos, l'chora, who wasn't even bothered with this kasha. Tosfos, who just went on the merry way and asked this Zaitik kasha side, external question, hey, what happened to the Shavuot? There's no Shavuot, and Tosfos gave it our parents. Why wasn't Tosfos bothered with a much more fundamental question? L'chora, Tosfos was siding with the Rambam, that Shomer and Karaka has a din Shomer. So we just put a little bit, you know, on Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan didn't say all this, but we just, you know, just did up a little bit.
The Rebbe said there's one small technical problem with this Pshat and Tosis. What's the small technical problem? One small problem.
Would we just give it Tosis to which team?
We just put Tosis and the Rambam on the same team. Against putting the Rabbit out in the dark. What Yeshit said Tosis in all of Shas on this topic? There's only one Tosis. What does Tosis say about Mitzvah? Like without even raising an eyebrow, not a shadow, not a soap, not a shadow. It's only five lines in all Tosis. What does Tosis say? It's totally potter. He says the Rebbe is right. That a shem echinim shaposha bekarek is potter. Finished. So you're going to tell me, oh, it's 2 days in Tosis. Machlek is a Tosis in Bamakam and a Tosis in Bamitzvah. Okay. You can always say that. But
somehow you get the impression that Tosis in Bamitzvah didn't even raise it as a shayla. Didn't quote Machlek is a ben tam and a rifa. Rashbam and a rifa.
Just as the Dvar Pshut came out of Ode, they were saying it came out as perish in the Mishnah. You see that the Mahalach of Tosis was not like this Rambam. Tosis never heard of this Rambam. Tosis Shita was like the Raven. The Bali of Tosis all home like the Raven. So we want to commit our Tosis here in some of days and the days to the Shita Sir Rambam.
Doesn't read smooth. So does it.
If you disagree with the Rambam, if you hold that a shomer in karka is potter from Shia, why would you disagree with that? The Rambam is telling us two nekudas. The Rambam is telling us two chidushim, and telling us that a pesher in karka is chay.
What are the chidushim in the Rambam?
Number one is the lack equation called pesher equals mazik, and number two is this razzle dazzle understanding of the chakira that a shomer in karka is a shem shomer, right?
Both of those things have to be true in order for the Rambam's conclusion to be true. That a shomer pasha and karka is chay.
One can disagree with the Rambam for either one or both of those reasons. One could say the Rambam is just wrong on the gamrei, the tchilah v'yatzoyif, the Rambam is wrong. Or one could pick either one of those two conclusions of the Rambam. One could argue that maybe the Rambam in theory is right that pesher is kemazik, but he's wrong in the lumdus that a shomer karka doesn't have a shem shomer. Or maybe that pesher karka does have a shem shomer, but his equation of pesher kemazik is wrong. But at the end of the day, we don't know which nekuda the Bali affects the disagreement. Tosis wasn't telling you a lumdus in the Mitzvah. They were just telling you the facts, the Mitzvah, the halacha, the ma'isa, the bottom line, says Tosis, a shomer shapasha b'karka is chayav potter. Is potter. That's what Tosis says. A shomer shapasha b'karka is potter. Why is he potter? Maybe Tosis holds that he doesn't have a shame in shomer. Maybe Tosis holds for Sheikh Kamazik is not a proper equation. I would be much more comfortable saying that Tosis disagreed with the equation of the Rambam of Peshe equals Mazik. I would be willing to go on record as saying that Tosis agrees be karon to the Rambam's longness.
That's right. That a shomer and karek has a shame shomer. He's not mufka l'gamri for the parashas shomer.
But you know why the Rambam's wrong? The Rambam's wrong because there is no such klal pesher kemazik. The Rambam said you were only. Tosis says lo you're only. It's not true. He made it. The Rambam made it up.
So just because Tosis disagreed with the Rambam's conclusion. And Tosis held that a shomer shapasha is potter doesn't necessarily mean that Tosis disagreed with everything we said in the last 20 minutes.
Doesn't necessarily mean that Tosis held that a shomer in karka doesn't have a din shomer.
Could be another din shomer. Maybe or maybe not.
So we can have a Tosis in it, we can save both Tosis, we can salvage both Bali Tosis. We can learn a Tosis in Bava Kama in our own merry way like we want to.
That Tosis agrees with Karol that he has a shame shomer. And therefore Tosis wasn't bothered with the shomer angle of the problem. He was only bothered with the quirk of Hilchos Shvuos.
And Afal Pichein, Tosis could still disagree with the Rambam. So at the end of the day, what do we have? Bottom line, we have our Tosis. We are not learning from the CNL, we're barely learning from the Kabbalah. We're learning a Tosis. We're just learning a simple Pshat Tosis. That's all we do here. So we have a simple Tosis. Tosis has the cash, and Tosis wanted to know. Put it in a pulse if you do the night, Kefil, from time to time, it's gone, by Karkas, Pasha, there's no Shavuot. No Shavuot is nothing to discuss. So comes Tosis, says, no, Hachem Ma'iskin, I got your Shavuot. Go to Shavuot, it's like Google Shavuot. Great. Comes from Bachanan and says, what do you mean? Shavua got a much more basic problem, being he's not a shomer. So we gave a whole maracha saying, oh, it's not like this guy, I'm the right in. Chaim Zisayk, Baruch Ber, Shabbailim, and this and that, and the other thing, a whole fancy schmancy thing that the Rambam Shita is, that he has a shame shomer. We wanted to commit Tosis to that Shita as well. We got into a little bit of a problem because Tosis Lamaisa doesn't hold like the Rambam, but they didn't deter us, nothing deters us these days, so we just revamped the Tosis a little bit. We just said, no, Tosis doesn't disagree with our alumnus, he just disagrees with that other Nekuda, that second Nekuda of the Rambam, Upa Shekinah. So far, so good. Everyone's with us? How many guys did we lose already? Dobby, what's the count? Okay. Good. Let's take the Tosis one step further. Now that we understood what Tosis didn't ask, we understand what they did ask, we understand what they did answer. What did Tosis answer? Tosis said, where's the Shmuel? Where's the Shmuel, guys? Where's the Shmuel? What's the answer?
Gilgul Shmuel. We found it. We discovered this long lost Shmuel called Gilgul Shmuel.
Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, I'm not happy with this line in Tosis either, says Rabbi Chanan.
Where's Rabbi Chanan?
Right here.
On Tosis.
Not that far.
Could have put him on the Kamas, put him on the Kamas, and no one will come this year.
So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, let me try to elaborate on what it says. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, I understand Tosis starts. In order for Tayyim that is Ganav, to get off the ground, how many things have to be true? He has to be a Shomer, that's for sure. He has to take a Shvua, that's also for sure. Those are Pesuk in the Feirish, that's the Feirish of Gemara, the first of Bar and Meruba. And then says Rabbi Chanan, the third thing has to be true. Not only must he be a Shomer, not only must he take a shvuah, but he has to take, that's this one, a shvuah, a shomer. The name of the shvuah that he's taking is labeled, classified under the Beis Din's heading of shvuah hashomerim. L'chaira, that is true. That's where B'chon starts his attack on Tosis. It's not enough to be a shomer, not enough to take a shvuah, you have to take a shvuah hashomerim. Yes, it's Rabbi B'chon. Is a shvuah that's being administered by Beis Din in response to the principle of halacha of Gilgul Shvuah, is that called the shvuah hashomerim? That's not a shvuah hashomerim. Beis Din never administers the shvuah hashomerim in character. You ain't shvuah hashomerim in character. The name of the shvuah that Beis Din is administering is called what? When they fill out the form for Beis Din, what do we do today? Mm-hmm. So we administered what kind of a shvuah? A Gilgul Shvuah. That's the name of the Shvuah. How many Shvuahs are there, Isa? The Shvuah Sashem, the Shvuah Sedecha, the Shvuah Made of Mikvah, and it's Gilgul Shvuah. So come, we just laid it before for you. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, the name of the Shvuah that's taking place in front of Beis Din, when the guy puts his hands up in the Bible, when he's taking, what caption does it say underneath? It says, you are watching Gilgul Shvuah taking place. The CNN little thing. It's Gilgul Shvuah. It's not Shvuah Sashem. It's Gilgul Shvuah. It's Rabbi Chanan. They hate the Pesach. That Gilgul Shvuah is Mechayev Toyin Tanis Ganav Kefil. L'chaora, the halacha is, that's only Shvuah Hashomerim that's Mechayev Kefil. It's a hard kush l'duchra. Tosis is trying to find Yochav Ma'eskin in a case that you need a pasuk to be Ma'ej Kefil from Toyin Tanis Ganav. And Tosis worked, and finally dealt with the Mishnah of Kiddushin in the first paragraph about Gilgul Shvuah. Says Rabbi Chanan, and Tosis didn't accomplish anything. Tosis solved a technical problem of getting the guy in the maze and his hands on the Bible. That's all Tosis did. Tosis did not create a case of Shvuas Hashomerim.
Yeah, but if my
Sefer
Shita can blow up from having the second Shvuah, which can go for all those, that means obviously...
We're getting there. So this is Rabbi Chanan, just his Ha'ara on Tosis. I don't know if he's asking B'Tosis Kasha. He asks his B'Tosis Ha'ara. So, Bechara, the answer to this problem, this Ha'ara, is obviously Tosis is telling us something. If Tosis is viewing a Gilgul Shvuah as sufficient grounds to, in theory, inflict the punishment of Tayyim Tanis Ganav, if not, of course, we exist the concept that Kefil doesn't apply to Karka. I don't want anyone to walk away from Shia and saying, did he say that there's Kefil in Karka at the end of the day? I never said that. The Pasuk says there's no Kefil by Karka. We're just trying to sound why do you need a Pasuk? Why did Tayyim have to bother telling us there's no Kefil? Couldn't we have figured it out on our own? So comes Tosis and gives you a hechetim to Gilgul Shvuah, that's a Rabbi Chanan, but that's not a Shvuah Hashomerim. So the conclusion that Rabbi Chanan's Ha'ara is one of two directions you have to go. So one direction is the direction that you went in, and the other direction is going to be the direction we're going. They both may be true. Should take your direction first. Take your direction first. Rabbi say Yeshalach Kor, the din Gilgul Shvuah. So you have two dignitary firms. One of them warrants a shvuah, the second doesn't warrant a shvuah. What's the nature of Gilgul Shvuah? Does Gilgul Shvuah really mean like what I said, that there are four kinds of Shvuahs out there in the Torah? There's Shvuah Shemir, Shvuah Zerecha, Shvuah Megmik, and there's a fourth new brand new Shvuah called Shvuah Gilgul Shvuah. I mean, that's really what it's called? It's really called Gilgul Shvuah? Is that true? Or maybe that's just not true. Gilgul Shvuah is not a new entity of Shvuahs. Gilgul Shvuah is not a new category of Shvuah. Gilgul Shvuah means whatever the name that the Shvuah should have been, it's just that you don't take a Shvuah in character. This is some quirk. The Torah says you can't take a Shvuah in character. Well, there's some quirk. You can't take a Shvuah if you have no latest esophic that your wife goes on with this guy. You can't just walk around and be mashpia the whole world. If you're really mashpia somebody, if the Torah says it fits into very neat categories, it's got to be either Shvuah Sashayim, Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Mitzvah, Shvuah Saita, a few hand-picked cases which meet the criteria for the Shvuahs. Then the Torah says, that if you have a previously existing Shvuah, and now you want to be Megalgal Shvuah on somebody, you can do that also. But that's not called the fifth kind of Shvuah. It's not called the 29th kind of Shvuah. That's called whatever Shvuah that should have been, just couldn't quite make it. But you gave the marshal so eloquently of Soita. And you Megalgal Znus Acher, Megalgal Amim Ishzeh Mish Acher, that's called Shvuah Sasoita. It means that's a Shvuah Znus. That's going to blow her up also. So l'chora, what Tais is telling us in that same Yisrael, when you have a case of a shomer and karka, the guy who's telling you that, the guy who takes a shvuah that the karka was stolen, so true under normal circumstances, he would never have to take that shvuah. Because English brother never comes. But if Hilchas Gilgul Shvuah got him into trouble, got him into Beis Din, to start with, got his hands on the Siddur Torah, and now he's got to keep on rolling and being Nishbon there. So that's not called Shvuah number four, called Shvuah's Gilgul Shvuah. That's called Shvuah Sashayimrim. So Gilgul Shvuah, perhaps, Taisus holds the age of Gilgul Shvuah, not the Bukhanim was this question, he was pondering, maybe Gilgul Shvuah is a Shvuah Chadasha. Gilgul Shvuah, it's the same Shvuah. It's just that without Gilgul, you couldn't have administered. You couldn't have forced the guy to take a Shvuah in character. Without Gilgul, you couldn't have forced your wife to be Nishba, be Ishpoin. Without Genius Theory, you can't be Mishba, your wife enough. But once Gilgul Shvuah kicks in, so it's called Apidin Shvuah Sasaita. Or it's called Apidin Shvuah Sashayim. However, that's one way of reading Texas. So Rav Chanan's Tain, Rav Chanan's Tzarchiyah, Zahara, Lechari Yini Shvuah Sashayim. So it could be, in a chinam, he's right, you do need Shvuah Sashayim, but this is called the Shvuah Sashayim. What's another beer in Texas? What's another possible pshat in Texas? I don't want to talk about Gilgul Shvuah. You don't have to revamp Gilgul Shvuah. That was the first. What's the second shot? Let's revamp Toyin Tanas Ganav. What do you need to be Toyin Tanas Ganav? So we said, Avad and Avad, you have to be a Shomer. Avad and Avad, you have to have a Shvuah. Avad and Avad, has to be Shvuah as a Shomer? Not definitely. Who says it has to be a Pidin, a Pialoch, a Shvuah as a Shomer? Maybe the din is, if you're a Shomer, and we got you to be Nishba, how do we get you to be Nishba? What, because you're Shvuah as a Shomer? Obviously, it's a Shvuah Sashayim. 99.999% of the time, it's a Shvuah Sashayim. But lav dafka. It doesn't have to be a Shvuah Sashayim. It doesn't have to meet the official halachic requirement. Quote, category Shvuah 6.82A65. We got you to take a Shvuah and nafka. You're a Shomer. You're a Shomer. You're a liar. You swore in Beis Din. We're going to nab you with Kefa. That's it. We'll deal with the lumdus later, but it's a Shvuah Sashayim. A Gilgul Shvuah, this Shvuah, Shvuah Sasaita. You call whatever you want. I don't care what you want to call it. You took a Shvuah. And Beis Din, you lie to your team. You grow your place in the camp. So l'chora, Tosfos could be going that direction. Just because Tosfos says that Gilgul Shvuah is enough to theoretically invoke the parish of Tain Tain Azgana, it doesn't mean that we have to revamp it with Gilgul Shvuah. We don't have to go to Parshas Nasa and Parshas Saita and turn around the tables there. We could just kick the Parshas Rishpat and turn around the tables here. So Tosfos is telling us a Gevaldik Chiddush. Tosfos is telling us that Gilgul Shvuah is enough to be Mechayev Tain Tain Azgana. In theory, it's enough to be chayv kefal. Who would exert a cost that ain't kefal of karka? But it's enough. It's enough for shvuah to be chayv kefal. What is Taisus telling us? Is Taisus telling us some gevalt kechidish of the Gilgul Shvuah that you said? The Gilgul Shvuah means it's called the Shvuah Sashayimrim? Or is Taisus telling us something radical in Hilchas Toyin Tanas Teganav that you don't need Shvuah Sashayimrim? in order to be chayef kefil. As long as you
have a shvua, any shvua, you name it, you pick the name of shvua, that's fine.
It doesn't have to be that formal halachic category of shvua sashomer. So Tosfos is an eye opener here. This Tosfos, it's such a little Tosfos, you could have like lost in the whole parak. But Tosfos is telling us all these fancy agdoros. Tosfos told us a whole chad shame about a shame shomer, a character. Now Tosfos is telling us something razzle dazzle about the Gilgul Shvua, perhaps something razzle dazzle about Torah Tanis Gadav. Tosfos is telling us so many different things, so many exciting things here, we're just not sure what they're telling us. So we know they're telling us something exciting. This is a real eye-opener, this Tosfos, about Gilgul Shvua, but we're not sure. Is Tosfos redefining Gilgul Shvua for us, or is Tosfos redefining Torah Tanis Gadav? So Tosfos is for sure telling us the Chiddush Gadol, but we're not sure we can put our fingers on which angle, which halach is Tosfos really, really revamping for us. So far, so good. So we have Tosfos Kasha, we have Tosfos Teretz, we have a few Aras here and there on Tosfos. Let's go on a little bit in this Tosfos. We have the Tosfos found the case, so now they seem to like take a back step a little bit and say, "Vim Toimer, who gneva the karka heishe shaycha." How do you figure out a case of Geneva by Karak altogether? What's the case exactly? You didn't see us. What's the case of stealing Karak? Now, what exactly is Tosfos asking? So remember, how do we start off the shiur? There are two kinds of Ganavim over here. There are two kinds of capos that we're going to be talking about now. We're talking about capo for the Ganav Mavish. The Ganav Mavish comes in, sneaks into your house all the night, and takes away, walks off with your computer. That's one kind of Ganav. Then you have the other kind of Ganav, a much nicer kind of Ganav, who just happens to be a plain kind of Ganav. White collar Ganav. So the Toyin Tanis Ganav, that's the second kind of Ganav, in effect, the second kind of Shiyut Kefir. So when Tosfos starts out, opens up this kashya, this very innocent line, and says, V'yim Toymar Geneva B'Karkei Chishaychei, what's the case, guys? What's the Metzias of Geneva? One could read the Tosfos. Tosfos is asking really a dual question. So it's one question, which really has two parts to it. Tosfos is asking, what's Geneva's Karkei Mavnish? Give me a case. How can you steal karka? Can I walk into your field and walk away from your field all the night? That's a pretty tough one to do. So how do you have a case of Gneva Mamish Bekarka? And then number two, how do you have a case of Toyin Tanis Ganav Bekarka? What do the words mean? I get up in Beis and I say, yes, it's true, I was a shomer and somebody stole the land and they walked off with it. So come to us and say, what's the case? What's the case? Talk about Gneva Mamish Bekarka, talk about Toyin Tanis Ganav. So comes Tosfos and gives two terutzim. So comes the Shitmu Gubetz and says, if Tosfos has two kashas, they're giving two terutzim. So one terutz is answering one kasha, one terutz is answering the other kasha. The only thing is that Tosfos didn't say this out clearly, but that's what Tosfos seems to be driving at. Says Tosfos, Yesh Leimar, the Masi Gvul, Hasogas Gvul. What does Hasogas Gvul mean? So the problem is that Hasogas Gvul is a kind of a term that gets thrown around so much, we forgot what it really means. So we think Hasogas Gvul means that you open up the 16th pizza store on Cedar Lane. That's what we think Hasogas Gvul is. So Hasogas Gvul really means, that may also be, maybe yeah, maybe no, but real Hasogas Gvul means I go in the middle of the night and I go and I move the marker a little bit on the border and I steal a couple of feet of your land. That's kind of mamish. If a machteris, you must say ganav. Mamish in the dark of night, nobody saw me doing it. I can gazla. Gazla means I go up to you and I mug you. A ganav means I sneak into your house. So I did it mamish in the dark at night. I stole some land from you. That's a ganav mamish. So that would have been potentially subject to kefil kamash below. Then no, that you don't have to pay kefil. So Tosfos solved the first problem. Hechi mashkachas lo, hechi shaycha ganav mamish by masik vul. But now Tosfos had a second question. What's the case of throwing kind of ganav? That's a little bit hard to find. So it comes to us and says, play with the cases. The Yishloimar says that it is. What you know me? In the Chubal Akarta, Yahidi had given him to Unos, the Tony Shinim of Elohei, the Nimsa Shukandro. Says that it says you can't have a real bona fide, a real McCoy, Tony Tanis Gadav, by Karta. It doesn't lend itself to a case. What do you mean? I'm coming to Bezin and saying, no, somebody else came and stole your land, and it turns out that I stole it. So what do the words mean? If the land's there, it's not there. So what does it mean? So comes Tosfos and says, I quickly have to say that Toyin Tanis Ganav, the case of Toyin Tanis Ganav, a character that we're being taught on, we're trying to figure out whether it's Chayav, whether it's Potter. Obviously, Hachav and Maeskina, very, very different. So it doesn't really mean Chayav. It really means Mechubal. It really means like, I ask you, please watch these 10 vines, these 10 anovim, these 10 vines, these 10 trees or something for me. And then what happens? That's mechubal karka. Mechubal karka is vindicate karka, probably. Right? So mechubal karka is vindicate karka. And then what happens? Then I come back a month later and say, oh, where are my trees? Where's my vineyard? So you say, well, you won't believe it, but somebody came and they stole all the grapes off the vines. So I'm towing time as God. And now, what happens? Well, I'm situated to come and say, we missed the major step. I took a shvua. How did I take a shvua? There's no shvua in Karaka. No. Hachlam ha'eskin, and that was Google shvua. We got all the cases down. And then Aiden comes and says, I was the one who stole it. So comes and says, guess what, guys? There's no keriko because it's towing time as God of in Karaka. That's the case. Hachlam ha'eskin, that's towing time as God of. Otherwise, if you don't add fruit to the story, that will be, who mentioned the apples before? Who mentioned the apples? I told you to go back to the apples. So we'll just change grapes to apples. So if you don't add on fruit here, if you don't make this into a double chubla karka, don't say that somewhere someone walked off with something. If you want to stick to your guns and make a karka, you're going to have a very, very great difficulty finding a case of turning down the apples. So Tosfos had, of course, in the Sias considerations, Tosfos had to say, well, chubla karka, this is the turning down the apples of karka that Chazal are talking about. This is what we've been talking about. For the last hour, we've been talking about turning down the apples of karka. This is it, guys, says Tosfos. This is the case. I don't know if you have any issues with this thesis. Everyone just read this thesis and said, oh, that sounds good. That sounds like a nice case. Let's move on. What? It's not exactly character. What do you mean it's not exactly character? Don't grapes grow on the ground? What are you really saying? What's your real kasha?
It's not the
character
that was...
What are you saying?
It's not the character that was in the
Pasuk. More.
There are five that were stolen already.
Oh, he's saying it's not karka anymore. Right? Tais is trying to find the case. He's trying to get as far away from karka as he can. Because if you stick to the land, you're in big trouble. Because there is no case of Toyin Tanis Kanav on the land. We all know that. You don't need to be a genius to figure that out. So obviously, Tais is trying to get as far away from land as they can. They're trying to get the Chubba karka, which is clipped off, which is taken away. It's taller. Good. What do we call that? One very important halach hakdara. That's called overkill. Right, we did too much. Kaisers gave too good a teretz. They gave such a gavaldik a teretz that it's so metopolin. Hey, it's so metopolin. Guess what? It should be yirukim metopolin. It should not be a yirukim. So the whole hechatim. So the only case that you can dream up and conjure up in all your imagination, turning down is gamma and karakas. Bechia gamma that it was tolish already. So once it's tolish, it's tolish. There should be a yirukim. So Tosfos Mamash is guilty of overkill. Tosfos created a scenario that is so good that it's bad. Such a gewaldic case that's shaykh to the telling time is gone up that it should be told, it should not be mechubah. That's Tosfos' category. That's a bomb kasha. That's a very powerful kasha. Any guesses which Achron makes this aura in Tosfos? Rabbi Chana, why not? It's in the same place. It's only one piece. The whole thing is this. So comes Rabbi Chana and says, he doesn't understand this one in Tosfos. He's having a lot of trouble. Baranovich, they had trouble with this Tosfos. It's a problem, this Tosfos. It's a problem. What's the Yisai? What do you see from this line of Tosfos? Another new insight into Tony Tanis Gana. Every line of Tosfos, Kedisha Kadoshim, every word, every case, something to learn from.
Now when you came back, you just came back, what was taken, so when it was stolen, when he originally had it was on the land, so therefore what was stolen was like, it was on the land.
What Avi really wants to say is like this, that when we have to be Magdir, when we have to be Kaveya, what's called karka, what's called metalpulin? So sometimes things change. What was karka yesterday may be metalpulin today. What's the key moment of Tony Tanis Gana? At which moment in time, which moment in the clock do we zero in on and say, if it's karka, that's called karka. If it's metalpulin, that's called the din of Tony Tanis Gana of metalpulin. What's the key moment of Tony Tanis Gana? So why don't you forget about the studies for a second. How many possible moments along the way could we zero in on? How many possible pivotal moments are there? So, when does the story of Torah Tanis Gana begin? Once upon a time. When is the first chapter of Torah Tanis Gana? The time of the Kabbalah Shemira, right? That's a pretty important moment. Okay, what's the next probably pretty important moment from Torah Tanis Gana? Bishas what? Bishas, well there is no real disabled kind of. Bishas, when he's towing, time has gotten him. That's what you mentioned, say, right? When he's towing, when he comes to Beis Din and he says, no, it's not true. Well, we could probably extend that, not just to the Shas timing, because that in and of itself doesn't really do a trick. The Shas what?
Shmira.
Well, But we did that already. That was the very second chapter.
The
time of the Shavuah, right? Because after all, there are only really two important things that take place any during Tanis Ganav. There's the Kabbalah of Shavuah, and then there's the Shavuah. Right? Because when we started out the Shavuah by saying there are two things that are necessary to have during Tanis Ganav. One is you have to have a Dinah Shavuah, right? And second is you have to have a Shavuah. So those are the only two times that are in this, able to win this
contest as being the critical time.
So I asked Rabbi said, which is the key moment in Tanis Ganav? At what point do we really care whether something is karka matalman? Do you go boss of the shas kabbalas shmirah? Do you go boss of the shas shmur? What's Tosis telling us? Tosis is telling us, hem ole, they're taking a stand on this issue, guys. What are they saying? It's the shas shmirah. I thought I heard that, right? Because at the shas shmur, what is it?
It's already matalman.
Tosis is saying that's still pulling Tanis Ganav on karka. See, I've been fined off on this Tosis that when you're trying to determine what's cool. What's going to happen? You do not focus in on the Shas Shavua, but rather you focus in on the Shas Kabbalah Sashmira. Does anyone find that interesting? I mean, it's clear as day that's what Tosis is saying. Anyone find that fascinating? Anyone would have thought Fakir? I think that L'chara depends on what we started off the Shiva. We started out by saying that there are two things that are necessary, two prerequisites in order to... I don't want to scare them on the first day of classes, but two prerequisites are in order to become a Tanis Ganav. What are they? You have to have a Din Shomer. What's number two? You have to have a Shavua. So Yesh Lachkor, Yesh Lodum. What's Pshat in these two prerequisites? The Torah, these are two of them. It's not Rebarach Leas, it's two of them. The Torah's description of Tanis Ganav Ganav is Ki Yitem Isha Re'el Kesma Kelem Lishmor. That's prerequisite number one. The Nikra Balabai Elohim, that's Shavua, prerequisite number two. And you put Kodva Peshe Yeshan Roshan Re'el. That's the din of Tanis Ganav Ganav. So the Torah spells out the favorish. Because the Shayna first has to be found, then the Shavua has to be found. If and when those two conditions are met, then there's a din of Kesma. So what's Pshat? How do you understand those two conditions? What's Pshat? What's the nature of the din of Tanis Ganav Ganav? Is it Pshat that the real Mechayev of Tanis Ganav, if you have to really pinpoint the moment that really creates the Din of Tanis Ganav, when is it? It's the Kabbalas Hashmira. Every Shomer is in effect signing on the dotted lines. When I accept an object to watch, I'm agreeing to a whole list, whether I say it, I agree, or I don't say it. Once I become a Shomer Chidam, I'm accepting a whole series of conditions. What are those series of Achrayas and a Mekabel? A Mekabel to watch the object. I'm a chayav to be nishva. If I say that it was stolen, I'm a chayav to pay. If it turns out that I was pesheya, and you know what else I'm signing on the dotted line? That I'm accepting upon myself, not only am I going to be nishva if it's stolen, but if I'm nishva b'sheker, I'm going to pay you pay for it. That's written into the contract. Of course, there is no contract between the shor and the mafkid. It's all in the loft. It's all in the air. But that's parsha the shomrim. When I become a shomer, like Tosfos writes in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, shomer means you are mekabel upon yourself to put yourself into Parshas Mishpatim. You accept the title of Ki Yitein Ish Re'el Kesef Kelem Lishmor. You are accepting all the ramifications of that parsha. One of the ramifications of that parsha is if you are a liar, if you mishpat b'shekher v'ezdin, and we catch you, you're going to pay kefil. The same way you're mekabel upon yourself to pay for pshia, you're mekabel upon yourself to pay for kefil. The same way the shomer sach is mekabel to pay for gnevi aveda. Simply the shell is makabel to pay for einsim. The shem echinim is makabel upon himself b'teiras chiyuvei shmira to pay tayin tainis ganav. Tayin tainis ganav is neveya from the shas kabbalas hashem. If that's true, so what do you need a shavua for? That's what the Torah says. Because the Torah says that is the chiyuv shmira. The chiyuv shmira is that chiyuv that you just signed on to is not just that you were towing Tanis Ganav, you have to be towed and really, really be towed. What's called a real tiny of a basin? In the Shavua, in the works. If you take, if you're the ultimate Kleifer and Basin, Kleifer with a Shavua and Basin, the whole story, then and only then the Torah says, we're going to nab you for what? You're Kabbalas HaShmira. We're going to go back to Parshas Kabbalas HaShmira and say, oh, you signed in a dotted line, you're a Shem Echinim, and one of the Shem Echinim is, if you're Nishma Bebeis, then you have to pay Kefil, we're going to get you for that. That's one way of viewing Tanis Ganav. Is there a different way of viewing Tanis Ganav? A totally different way. What's the totally different mahalach of Tanis Ganav? What do I say? No, Chai Shai. What's the other way of viewing Tanis Ganav?
the German. Put that in this week, we'll give you a break. Okay.
Awesome.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? You mean that there are two conditions. If you're Shemir and Shvua, according to the first tzad, what's the real condition? What's the real Mechayev? Is really the Kabbalah Shemir. According to the second tzad, what's the real Mechayev? The Shvua Shvua. Why do you have to be a Shemir? That's a technicality. The Torah says, if I walk the base and I take a Shvua, it's a Shvua. Who are you to take a Shvua? This Shvua doesn't mean anything. If you happen to be a Shemir, and you happen to go ahead now and come to Beis and swear falsely, it's the Shvua that's mechayev you in Kefel. The Shmira was just a technical quirk. The Shmira was just a davar min hatzad. That wasn't the mechayev. The mechayev is not the kibbalah. Kibbalah Shmira means I'm accepting upon myself not to be pesheya. I'm accepting from a shomer sach I'm going to pay for geneva v'yaveidah. I'm a shalom, I'm going to pay for oitzim. But I'm not makabel upon myself that if I decide to be a chakra later and swear days and falsely, so here I get a sign on the dotted line that I'm going to pay you kefil. That's in the contract. That's not the minimum of Shemira. That's, the Torah doesn't want that to happen. That's not a normal consequence of Shemrim. That's for the Meshugno, when are the Rosh, when are the Mishpul Shekir. The Shemu is the Mechayev. The Shem Shemir is just a technicality. So Rabbi Isai, we have two conditions. It's a classic Hakiri. We have two conditions that converge together to create a halacha. Condition of Shemira combined with the condition of Shvua, they combine together to be Mechayev Toyin Tanis Ganav. The basic Chakira is very simple. Which is the Iker and which is the Tofel? Is the Iker the Kabbalah Shemira and the Shvua is just a technicality, or is the Iker the Shvua and the Shemrim is just a technicality? Which is the Mechayev? My Nafkamina? All the Nafkamina in the world. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is which moment are we going to zero in to determine whether something is karka metalvulah. Obviously, whether we're going to convey that something is karka metalvulah is going to depend on when the key moment is. When is the moment, when is the crunch time? When is the moment of truth? When is the chiyuv of Torah and Tanis Ganav really getting off the ground? Is it really getting off the ground b'shas kibbalas ha-shemir? Kibbalas ha-shemir, is it really getting off the ground b'shas ha-shemur? The answer to that question will determine when we make that determination. Is it karka v'talmud? If Tosfos is telling us, can you say how you say this, that when do you make that determination? What's the moment of truth according to Tosfos? The Shas what? Abi, when's the Shas? What's the, who cares according to Tosfos? What's the key moment? The moment of Shemira, that's all that matters, as long as it's karka, then it's karka, it's locked into the karka mode, the void. I don't care that it becomes v'talmud 10 minutes later, I don't care if it's v'talmud v'shash shavua. If it's karka v'shash Shemira, that's called karka. Jesus is learning along this. What's the key? The key is Shmira, because what's the ultimate Mechayim of Toyin Tanis Ganav? It's a Shmira Dikadin, it's not a Shvua Dikadin. Where does Zuchas Toyin Tanis Ganav belong? Does it belong above Metzir? Does it belong in Shvuas? What's the answer to either place? Where does it belong? Where does it really belong? It belongs in above Metzir. Above Metzir is Zuchas Shemrim. Shvuas is Zuchas Shvuas. So the Chayim, Jesus is taking a stand with this Chakir. Fancy Mahalach. Toyin Tanis Ganav is basically like a Ganav himself, because he's doing something. But you're assuming he's doing something. What is he doing?
Where is he? He takes the object for himself. He's the one who actually took up, let's say, the olive.
He didn't have to do anything. He could be Toyin Tanis Ganav and do absolutely nothing. Right? The animal took a walk by itself.
But should he be higher for what it's worth at the time or what he actually...
It's a different story. We'll get to that later about that. Different time values of the animal go up and down. But you don't have to do any mice. There is no mice of the Tila, there's a machshava that I'm thinking of Mikleifer. But the only two maisa that are taking place are the Kabbalah Shemira and the Shvur. Those are the only two times.
But in our case over here that Tosfos is agreeing, there would have to be a maisa because the Baal is going to come back to the land.
Yeah, but that's just technicality because otherwise you can't get a case. That's just happens to be. In this case, a chumaskir could be many Toyin Tanis Ganav, there will be a maisa, but it's not a meaningful halakha maisa. You don't need really need it. Rabbi Isai. So we had two gewaltige chidushim in our Tosfos. A lot of chidushim. This last chidushim, the Tosfos says, it's man, this is mikvah blessed with Shas HaShemira. And if you remember, a little while ago, 20 minutes ago or so, we said that Tosfos had another big chidush, that Gilgul Shvua is enough to be mechayev Toyin Tanis Ganav. And we had a shayla, what's the nature of that din of Tosfos? Is Tosfos telling us something chidush about Gilgul Shvua? Or is Tosfos telling us something chidush about Toyin Tanis Ganav? I want to go not in your mahalach. I want to go in my mahalach now. That I said, that I think, I'm guessing, I guess it's yours, that Tais is telling us something mechudish, not about Gilgul Shavuot. Tais is telling us something mechudish about telling Tanis Ganav. What's Tais is telling us? What was the second beer in Tais? How is Gilgul Shavuot good enough? It's not a Shavuot HaShomerim. What's the answer? You don't need a Shavuot HaShomerim. Rabbi Chanan says, why? You don't need a Shavuot HaShomerim? Of course, everybody knows you need a Shavuot HaShomerim. What's the din, Rabbi said? In order to be chayav for telling Tanis Ganav, do you need Shavuot HaShomerim? Well, you don't need a Shavuot HaShomerim. You need a Shavuot. The Shavuot HaShomerim is good. The Shavuot Gilgul Shavuot is good. The Shavuot Seder. I don't care. You call it whatever you want to call it. As long as you're a Shomer and you take the Shavuot, that's good enough. What should the din be? Should the din be like we're suggesting Pshat and Tosis that Shavuot HaShomerim is not an absolute prerequisite? Or like Rabbi Chanan was tame a God the Lama came. Rabbi Chanan couldn't believe that it should be true. Rabbi Chanan, what do you think that's telling on that Shiloh? Whether you need a Shavuot HaShomerim or not? Rabbi Say, isn't it totally on this exact same Chakira? What's the Mechayim of Toyin Tanis Ganav? If the Mechayim of Toyin Tanis Ganav is the Shas Kabbalah Sashmira, that's really where it's at. That's the moment of truth. There's just a little bit of a quirk down the line that, by the way, you have to take a Shavu also. Do we really care what kind of Shavu you take? Couldn't kill us. Whether you call it Google Shavu, call it Yadav, call it Shavu, Saita, call it Elmo, what do you want to call it? I don't care what it's called. You had a Kabbalah Sashmira. You makabel upon yourself as Shomer to be paid Tanis Ganav as Ganav. You took a Shavuos Beis Din, whatever the name of Shavuos Beis Din is, I couldn't care less. If you put the whole emphasis on the Kabbalah Sashmira, Tanis Ganav as Ganav is a Shmira Dikadin. It's Neveya from Lucha Shmira. It's not Negeya from the Din Shavuah. It's in Lechaira that puts down the significance of the nature of the Shavuah. The nature of the Shavuah is no longer that critical. What's really critical is the Kabbalah Sashmira. That's what it really boils down to. Was there an acceptable Kabbalah Sashmira or not? So L'chayra, the two statements of Taisus, L'shitasa. The fact that Taisus, at the beginning of the Taisus, was willing to accept the possibility that Gilgul Shavua is good enough, not the possibility that Taisus came to that, but that was the only case of turning down the kind of a character that Taisus could create was based on Gilgul Shavua. Taisus was willing to say that Gilgul Shavua, even though, notwithstanding the fact that Gilgul Shavuot is not called the Shavuot HaShomerim, that Gilgul Shavuot is not called the Shavuot HaShomerim, it's still enough to be Mechayev Toyin Tanis Ganav. Tosfos is willing to go on record to say that, because Tosfos held what really matters is the Kabbalah HaShomerim. Shavuot is really secondary. Shavuot is insignificant in a certain sense. I don't care what Shavuot HaShomerim. But if you go the other Mahalach, if you're convinced, no, it's gotta be a Shavuot HaShomerim, and the only reason why Taisus says Gilgul Shavuot is good enough is because that's called the Pidyon, it's mitzvah, a Shavuot HaShomerim, like the Shavuot Saita. If you go that mahalach, that the Shavuot is a Shavuot, is a Shavuot, and everything revolves around the Shavuot, and the Shavuot is the Mechayev, and the Shavuot is the moment of truth, and it's gotta be a Shavuot HaShomerim that's Mechayev, so then the end of the Taisus falls short. So Taka, the time of the Shavuot, it's not Karak anymore, it's Metalfim. So why is that Nikva as a case of Karak and not Metalfim? So Lafinius Daiti, these two parts of Taisus are going hand in hand. This is not just coincidence that Taisus had all these Chiddushim rolled into one. This is one Mahalach that Taisus is telling us. Taisus is telling us the Chiddush Gadol in Uchas Toyin Tanis Ganav. The Toyin Tanis Ganav ultimately revolves around the moment of Kabbalah Sashmira. That's the moment of truth. That's the Mechayev of Toyin Tanis Ganav. It's part of the Shomer. Follows more of a Metziah than it does Mesech Shavuos. That's why Gilgul Shavuot is good enough. Because we don't really care about the nature of the Shavuot. As long as it's there on the books, it's a Shavuot, that's good enough. And Tosfos Shitasam is saying, therefore, with Chedeya, the time of the Tzvot Karka development, based on the time of the Kabbalah Shemira, not based on the moment of the Shavuot. So, what do we have from that Tosfos? Bekitz and Imritz, we have Mincha. What do we have from that Tosfos? We have a very, very seemingly innocent Tosfos. Tosfos has a simple question. What's going on? Why do you need a pasuk in Tami Tani Tanis Ganav? There's Pata from Kesel by Karka. So Tosfos said, there's no Shmua. So Tosfos said, no, we gave you case of Shmua, Gilgul Shmua. So Frick for Bechonin, there's a much more serious problem. He's not a Shomer, so we gave a whole razzle-dazzle mahalach to the Rambam. They called the Shomer. Then we had another kasher, Bechonin was Me'orer. It's not a Shmua, it's a Shomer. So we discussed the possibility, do you really meet Shmua, it's a Shomer or not? So Tosfos said, take a Kiddush. And if it's Gilgul Shmua, they say a Kiddush in Uchus Tami Tanis Ganav. Then Tosfos' third Ha'ara, Tosfos says, what's the case? And they gave you a case, and we were Me'orer, or Bechonin was Me'orer, but it's not a Karka. It's Metalpin already, so the answer is you follow the original time. Whether you should follow the original time or not the original time, is ultimately should tell us all this one basic picture in terms of time that is not. Okay. Yeah, well, done with that.
All right, good.